Next, we have Carla. Carla is a foreign language teacher and translator and sells all kinds of good things. She's been a PCB member since 1985, and she's blind since birth. Now she's going to talk to us about Have You Heard a Good Show? But this is pre-recorded, and she'll be near the end. She'll have time at the end for questions. Unless Carla, do you want to say something before we bring your...
Yes.
Yeah, she's starting.
Okay. So good evening, everybody. And I'm so thrilled to be here and talk to you about one of my favorite products. I do rep it, and clear disclosure, but I use it every day. I don't rep things that I don't use. And I'm sorry, but I cannot resist starting without a bad joke. What is the biggest problem that telemarketers have? Don't all speak at once. They have a lot of hang-ups. Okay, got that out of my system. Okay, so the blind shell. Have you heard a good show lately? Now, a lot of times when we were kids, we would put seashells up to our ears. There were the bivalves, and I used to be able to name all these different kinds of shells, and you could swear you'd hear the ocean. Well, if you put this blind shell that I have in my hand, I'm holding it up. I hope my camera's working. I could not get JAWS to do that new feature to tell me whether it is, but I'm holding it up just in case. But if I put this up, if I put this up to my ear, you're going to hear oceans of possibilities. And there are oceans of things it will do. In fact, the blind shell is much more than a phone. It is a multi-use tool. And so a lot of people will buy a blind shell and not even use the phone part. They'll use the podcast player or the web browser, the internet radio, Zoom. You can even do Zoom and LS Bard. You can do a lot of things with it. And then also when I come back, well, maybe I'll tell you now, Blind Shell USA now also has its own data plan. And it's Blind Shell Mobile, if you want to find out more about it, the Blind Shell Mobile plan. And you can qualify for free cell phone service, either using a shell or a SIM card in another phone. And if you qualify for the ACP program, you can get your cell phone service paid for. But you have to qualify. And the website that you would want to go to see what all the criteria are is blindshellmobile.com. So I just wanted to bring that up. It's not available in Alaska, California, and Louisiana right now, but it will be someday, I'm sure. And we're in Pennsylvania. Of course, there are people that may be listening from other places. So what I'm going to do is I have two segments that I recorded. The first segment is just going to give you sort of a tour of the phone's buttons, how they work, just the basics. And after that segment, we're going to pause and I will take some questions and then we'll go on to the second recorded segment. So if DJ Doug could please hit the recording, we can go on with it.
Hello, my name is Carla Hayes, and today I am here to demonstrate to you a very innovative and revolutionary device, namely the Blind Shell Classic 2 cell phone for people who are blind or visually impaired, although many sighted people have bought them from me because they're simple, they're powerful, and they have buttons. So if you don't want to mess with an iPhone and you want a phone that makes calls and does more, this may be the phone for you. First, I'm going to start by describing the phone. It is about the size of an average size candy bar, but a little bit thicker, of course. And the top, if you look at the top surface of the phone, the front surface of the phone, the top half of it is taken up by about two-thirds of the surface is taken up with a screen, a smooth screen, which is not a touch screen, but the screen where the display is. And it's an LCD display that can be adjusted in terms of the largeness of the font and the contrast, the color contrast. So it can be adjusted and customized for those of you who do read large print and want to see what is visually on the screen. Then under that screen, there is the keypad. There's a numeric keypad, and above the keypad, there's an extra two rows of special keys, which I will describe in a little while. And then on the top edge, on the upper left-hand corner, is your headphone jack. On the upper right-hand corner is a flashlight. On the left edge of the phone are your up and down volume keys. And then on the right side edge of the phone is an action key, which I will describe. But basically, if you long press it, you can dictate. If you just tap it, you can access your favorite applications. And then the bottom edge of the phone, of course, is your lanyards. And sort of in the middle, you've got your USB-C connector port. Before I go any further, I'm going to turn on the phone. And I'm going to do this by pressing the back button. I'm going to press and hold it because it also serves as the power button. It's right above the 3 on the numeric keypad. So let me do that. And it has vibrated. And it takes a few seconds to boot up. And it's going to boot up with a beautiful little melody. And you can hear what that boot up sounds like. It's probably going to interrupt me. But if it does, we will pause and I will discuss further what's going on. So it's going to boot up, and when it does, I'm going to walk you through the main menu of this phone and how it works and what it does so that you will get an idea of just what this phone is and if it is an option for you. And I like the startup melody. So you hear that, you know the phone is on. And it's going to tell you the time.
3:05 p.m.
And from this point, you can call or do whatever you want to do, but you can just place a call as it is standing right now. But let's continue to talk about the buttons on this phone. The numeric keypad works like standard phone keypads do, in that you can use it to enter numbers. You can also use it to enter text. So you have that normal thing of ABC is number 2, and DEF is number 3, etc., etc. So you have all those normal capabilities. You can also long press one of these keys, and if you have a speed dial for one of your contacts set up for one of those keys, you can dial them instantly. Another thing you can do is you can access menu items by number instantly without having to go through the menu. Now let's look at the main menu of this phone, okay? What we have in the middle of the phone, right above the numeric keypad, are two bars, okay? On the top is the up button. It's the one that moves up in a menu, and the bottom bar is the one that moves down in the menu. So let's go through the basic menu so that you can just hear what's on the basic menu.
3:07 p.m. Call 1 of 7.
So that's all your phone calling options right there.
Messages 2 of 7.
That one deals, of course, with your text messages and your messaging functions.
Contacts 3 of 7.
And there you'll find your contacts list and ways of creating contacts and anything that has to do with your contacts.
Applications, 4 of 7.
And applications, that is an exciting function because there are 144 plus applications that you can get for this phone. And you don't go to the Amazon store or the Apple store or Google Play or anything to get these applications. It has its own app catalog, and the applications that it has are specifically designed to work with this phone. And so you know they're going to work.
Settings, 5 of 7.
And that's self-explanatory, the settings for customizing your phone.
Manual, 6 of 7.
And it does have a manual, an onboard manual, so that you can learn about the functions.
Turn off the phone, 7 of 7.
and that's turn off the phone. And you heard that beep. That beep tells us that's the last menu option. And it's a circular menu, so if I press the down bar again, you're going to hear a call.
Call, 1 of 7.
So, those are the two navigational bars. We have a couple of other navigational keys on this phone. To the left of the lower navigational bar, above the 1 key, you have a confirm key, which will place a call, and it will also open a menu item for you or confirm an action. And then on the right-hand side of your down bar, you have a slash sort of shaped key, sort of a diagonal key, which is the back key and also the key that you use to power on the phone. In addition to these little controls, you've got some action buttons on the phone. Above the 1 and above the confirm button, there's a little dot, and this is the status key. So let me show you what the status key does. It gives you the status of the phone. So,
call, 1 of 7.
Okay, I'm going to press
no
it.
No notifications, 1 of 6.
Right now I have no notifications, and it's telling you there are 6 items here.
3:09 p.m., Wednesday, October 18th, 2023.
So there's 2 of 6. There's your time and date.
Wi-Fi state, connected to O0DJ1. Signal strength, 99%. 3 of 6.
So I'm in good shape Wi-Fi-wise.
Bluetooth, disabled, 4 of 6.
Right now, I don't have my Bluetooth on, but I could enable it and pair with devices. But if I'm not using Bluetooth, I disable it to save the battery life, which really is a non-issue because the battery has a long life, but it still does save battery.
Signal strength 25% 4G. Carrier mobile. Mobile data enabled. Data usage 28.44 megabytes. 5 of 6.
Okay, we find out that I don't have much power of cellular power inside this house. I live in a dead zone.
Battery state 73%. 6 of 6.
So we get the battery state. Okay, so that's your status key. And then I'm going to back out of that.
Call, 1 of 7.
Then on the other side of the keyboard, and it's above the 3, it's above the back key, and it's to the right of your up bar, you have a repeat key. It's just a little dot, just like your status key. And I'm going to press that. And I'm going to show you what it does. You can find out.
Call, 1 of 7.
Okay. It'll tell you. It'll repeat the last message that you heard. And let's say you don't understand something and you want it spelled. You just long press that key.
Capital C A L L.
So as you heard there, it spelled the word call. Now, I did understand that word, but I just wanted to give you a simple demonstration of that button. And you heard that little click. I haven't touched the screen or anything for a while, so it sort of goes into a temporary sleep mode, and that's what it does to, I assume the screen turns off when that happens. Okay, so call. Now let's see what you can do within the call menu, and we'll be quick about this, and we're going to hit the confirm button.
Call, 1 of 7. Dial contact, 1 of 5.
You can dial a contact.
Dial number, 2 of 5.
You can just dial a number.
Call history, 3 of 5.
That takes you into your call log where you can see what calls you've received and what calls you've made, and you can even add those numbers to your contact. You can delete them. There's a lot you can do there, or to the call log. I shouldn't have said contact, but that's what you can do there.
Call statistics, 4 of 5.
And that just gives you information about the length of call and all that kind of stuff.
Blocked numbers, 5 of 5.
And you have a way of blocking numbers, and you can access your blocked numbers. And again, you heard that little beep. That means that you're at the bottom of that menu. So let's back out of there.
Call, 1 of 7.
So you can see that this phone has basic calling functions. So let's go to the next item.
Messages, 2 of 7.
Now, this is where you deal with all of your messaging.
Write SMS to contact, 1 of 6.
So I've entered that. You can write a message.
Write SMS to number, 2 of 6.
You can write one to a phone number that you enter.
Write SMS to multiple recipients, 3 of 6.
Send a message to multiple recipients.
Conversations, 4 of 6. 4 of 6.
You can do conversations.
Drafts. 5 of 6. Messaging settings. 6 of 6.
I don't do that much with messaging, but it's a nice feature. A lot of people do. And you can dictate or you can type in using the numeric keypad for your messages. So let's get out of that with the back button.
Messages. 2 of 7. Contacts. 3 of 7.
Now, contacts is self-explanatory. You can access your contact list. You can create new contacts. I'm not going to waste a lot of time in there, but if anybody has any questions, I can answer them at a later time in this presentation.
Applications, 4 of 7.
And then we reach the applications, which I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. But those are the basic functions of what the phone can do. I'll come back to applications.
Settings, 5 of 7.
There's where you can customize your phone.
Manual, 6 of 7.
And yes, you have an onboard manual. So if there's something on this phone that you don't understand, you can read about it. And let's look at that for a minute. I'm going to press the confirm button.
Blind Shell Classic 2 User Guide, 1 of 8.
Okay, and I'm going to go down.
Getting started. 2 of 8.
So within all of these topics, there are subtopics.
Controlling the phone. 3 of 8.
Let's just pick that one.
Volume. 1 of 9. Navigation. 2 of 9. Action buttons. 3 of 9.
So you can read about any of these things.
Numeric keypad. 4 of 9.
So let's just, for the fun of it.
The numeric keypad consists of 4 rows of convex buttons. The first row contains buttons 1, 2, and 3. The second row contains buttons 4, 5, and 6. The third row contains buttons 7, 8, and 9. The last, fourth row, contains buttons asterisk, start 0, and hash number sign. 1 of 3.
And you can get all kinds of information from the manual. So let's back out.
Numeric keypad, 4 of 9.
And I've backed out by pressing the back button once, and it backs up one step at a time.
Controlling the phone, 3 of 8.
There's another step.
Manual. 6 of 7.
Okay, and then the last option is...
Turn off the phone. 7 of 7.
So that's what you would do if you wanted to turn off the phone. At this point, I am going to pause the presentation, and I will have a recording part 2, but I'm going to pause now so that if anybody has any questions about the basics of the phone, those questions can be asked. So that's what we'll do at this point. Thank you very much.
I was just going to say, let's try to keep our questions about these basics. I will be getting into apps and settings later. And as you can hear, Sparky, my dog, made a cameo appearance there in the background. But anyhow, okay, I'm ready to take questions.
One observation is when you're turning on the phone, you're not having to add... put in a password all the time that you do it like you do on an iPhone. And I'm sure that people enjoy not having to do that.
Yes, that is true. You could enable one if you wanted to, but I didn't. But no, it's a very simple phone, and you are correct.
And the other is I hope that you have the option of getting a case for it, because
it's in a case. If anybody could see that, you know, I have the camera, it has a case, and I have it in its case. And the case also that I have chosen for this phone does have access to all the buttons without taking it out of the case. The only time I take it out is if I want to put it in the charging cradle.
Very good.
Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you there's going to be a test at the end of this, so I want you all to stay awake and pay attention. It'll be multiple choice. Now, in all seriousness, at the end, I've been given permission to make some very exciting announcements of something, in fact, 2 somethings that are going to be coming to the Blind Shell very soon. So please stay tuned for that. So does anybody have any questions about the basics of the phone? Because what I'm going to cover in the next segment, which is a little longer, are apps. And I can't do all the apps because there are too many, but apps and some of the settings, how you can customize your phone. So, and do we have any more questions at this point?
Marcus Hunsinger. I just was wondering what carriers are usable by the blind shell.
Okay, that's a very good question. Of course, the primary carrier is T-Mobile. And of course, other carriers that use the T-Mobile platform are also usable. AT&T, and so some of them are usable just as they are, but some you have to make some APN settings and some modifications. Now, an interesting observation is the phone. We never said that the phone was going to work with Verizon. However, there are hundreds of people that have tricked it into working with Verizon. They had a Verizon card, and if the, you know, with some setting changes and a few things like that, it has been tricked to work into Verizon with Verizon, but it's hit or miss. So we're not saying openly that it's going to work with Verizon for sure all the time. Okay, then what we're going to do is we're going to move on to the more advanced part of and a very exciting one with all the apps and how you can customize this phone and make this blind shell your own. So, DJ Doug, hit it, please.
Now, we're going to continue with some of the advanced features of the Blind Shell Classic 2 phone. As promised, we're going to go through some apps, and maybe if there's some time after that, maybe some settings. So I'm on the main menu, and
messages, call, 1 of 7.
Now I could use the down arrow or the bar that's, you know, the down bar to go and walk through the menu items, or if I know what the item is, I can use one of the numeric keypad keys, and I'm going to do that. I happen to know that applications is 4. So let me press a 4.
Applications, 4 of 7.
And I'm going to press the confirm button.
Internet browser, 1 of 11.
Now here we're going to talk about all the applications that you have on this phone. There is an internet browser, and it's complete with the ability to bookmark and save favorites and do all the things that you'd expect of a typical internet browser. In fact, I know some people that use this phone as their computer. I wouldn't go that far, but some people do that. So that's your internet browser.
Tools, 2 of 11.
Now, there are a number of tools, and I'm going to actually enter this menu so that I can describe some of these tools to you.
Alarm, 1 of 14.
So there is an alarm. You could set an alarm.
Calculator, 2 of 14.
The calculator. And the ones that are self-explanatory, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on.
Calendar, 3 of 14.
It has a very good calendar with some interesting features in it that you can use to keep track of your appointments, and there are a number of functions. It's a really interesting sort of a calendar and a very useful one.
Checklist, 4 of 14.
Now, this one I like. You can set up a checklist, and let's say you are going grocery shopping. You could keep a running grocery list, and then you could go to the store and have the phone with you and check off the items as you get them, and you would never forget anything again, you know what I mean, if you do that. And you could use it for to-do lists. It's a very functional feature.
Currency converter, 5 of 14.
That one I use a lot, converting euros. You know, I'm in an international business, so euros to dollars, dollars to various currencies. That's a good one.
File manager, 6 of 14.
And that is if you import and export and write files and save files on it, it helps you to manage those files.
Flashlight, 7 of 14.
Flashlight I don't use for myself, but I've been with sightlings that have needed a flashlight, and it has come in handy.
Minute timer, 8 of 14.
Now that's a good one because you can, of course, time something. If you want to go outside and you're cooking a roast or something, you can set a timer and you don't have to stay around to listen for your timer in the kitchen.
Notes, 9 of 14.
And it has a notes function you can write into.
Stopwatch, 10 of 14.
Stopwatch.
Translator, 11 of 14.
Now it does have a translator that'll go to and from several languages. As a human translator, I have some definite feelings about translators, but it can come in handy for very simple translations.
Unit converter, 12 of 14.
And that is something like you can convert Fahrenheit to Celsius and different masses and weights and measures.
Voice recorder, 13 of 14.
And it has a very good voice recorder, which I'm actually going to use my camera, one of my pictures, to demonstrate. And you'll see how good it is.
Weather, 14 of 14.
And you can get localized weather and weather from other cities. So those are some of the tools that are in there.
Tools, 2 of 11.
So I backed out of tools.
Communication, 3 of 11.
And the way the apps are located or are categorized, they put them in very, very logical groups or categories. And I'm going to enter communication.
Email, 1 of 2.
There's email.
WhatsApp.
And WhatsApp is one of the social media ones. There is also a, I believe there's also a Facebook Lite, something like that. I'm not into social media, but you can do social media on this phone.
Communication.
So let's
3
back
of 11.
Out of there.
Media. 4 of 11.
Now, media is exciting. Let's go there.
Camera. 1 of 10.
So it has a camera that actually can talk you through taking a picture, and it's pretty good.
Document reader. 2 of 10.
And there's a document reader that you can use to read the files that you have in the phone.
FM radio. 3 of 10.
An FM radio, and to use that, of course, you're going to want to plug a headphone into it to serve as an antenna, but it's a very functional thing.
Images, 4 of 10.
Now, images, I'm actually going to demonstrate because I just went to Jamonville for a woman's Bible retreat, and I took some pictures of the 80-foot cross up there, not for me, obviously, but to show to some friends, and I stored them in my images. And I'm going to use this to demonstrate how this app works, but also how the voice recorder works. So I'm going to enter images.
Camera images, 1 of 2.
So it is under camera images.
View all,
so
1 of 2.
Hit confirm on that, and I want to view all, and you're going to hear my... And what I did was I recorded a description of the picture that I took, and you're going to hear that, and you'll notice the clarity of the recorder. Of course, I don't think this recording is going to do it justice, but I'm going to play it anyhow.
Image 1 of 7, orientation portrait.
This is a picture of the Jamonville cross.
Okay, so that was the cross of Jamonville. I'll do another
image one. Image 2 of 7, orientation portrait.
Katie and I at Jamonville at the cross.
See here how clear that is, and you have a description of your images, so you know what you're showing to people, or you know what you're accessing yourself. So that's your, you know, that works, of course, with your camera. I'm going to back out of
there. You all, 1 of 2, camera images.
And notice I'm
one
backing out with the back key one step at a time.
Images, 4 of media, 4 of 11.
Okay, was I done with media? I don't think so. Let me go
camera,
back.
Camera, 1 of 10. Document read FM radio. Images.
Okay,
4 of 10.
We're on images. Let's move down.
Internet radio.
It does have an internet radio that you can, it has custom stations and categories, and you can add stations. And I'm a radio junkie, so you know I like that one.
Music player, 6 of 10.
Has a music player, so if you want to store music on your device, you can.
Podcast player, 7 of 10.
And, of course, it does have a very easy-to-use and powerful podcast player. I'm not going to demonstrate that. You know how podcast players work, probably. So I'm not going to take the time here to demonstrate it, but I love that.
Siro, 8 of 10.
And you can have the Siro app. I don't know if you're all familiar with Siro, but Siro has a number of things like radio reading services and various tutorials and blindness resources. And there is a free version and a paid version where you can also get described movies and other things that are within the premium version.
Shazam, song recognition, 9 of 10.
Now, Shazam is one of my favorite apps. What you can do with this is, let's say there's a song on the radio or you're listening, you're out somewhere and you hear a song and you don't know what the title of it is, you can invoke this app and it will tell you what song is playing and the artist, and you can even go to a library and if it's available, it'll play it for you. I can't demonstrate this because of this presentation that we're doing. There might be some copyright infringements involved, so I'm not going to do that, but that's what it does.
YouTube. 10 of 10.
And it does have YouTube. You can search for and play YouTube videos. And most of you know how YouTube works. So I'm not going to demonstrate that one either. But it does have a very powerful YouTube app. So let's back out of media.
Media, 4 of 11. Books, 5 of 11.
Now it does have a book reader. And let me show you what I have in my book reader.
Bard Mobile, one of three.
Yes, there is Bard Mobile. And yes, you can download books and magazines, and you can play them with controls and all of that.
Book reader, two of three.
And it has a, you know, it has a book reader in it, but
LibriVox.
I have LibriVox in here, and that's another source of books. So that's a, you know, so you can read, you can download and read books on this device.
Books, 5 of 11. Games, 6 of 11.
Now there are a lot of games. Well, there are several games, and you know, you have 144 plus apps for this thing. I don't have everything downloaded, but I'm going to show you at least the games that I have downloaded, just to give you an idea of some of the games that are available.
Hangman, one of three.
Hangman is a great game for learning how to enter text on the device, and it's a fun way of doing it. It's a lot of fun.
Memory game, two of three.
Now, Memory game is a game that uses sound effects, and each key has a sound effect on it, and you have to match. Like, let's say four is a lion. You have to find the other lion. It might be an eight, and if it matches, it tells you how many, you know, how many tries it takes. And they're fun. They have different categories of sounds for that.
Simon, three of three.
And Simon is like the old Simon game that you play with tones, and it's a memory game. Those are the three games I have on here. There are others in the app catalog.
Games, 6 of 11.
All right, let's continue down the menu.
Vision aids, 7 of 11.
Now, there are some exciting vision aids that are available for this phone, and I'm going to go in and show you some of them.
Aira Explorer, 1 of 10.
And I do have Aira Explorer on here, and you can call an Aira agent and do most of the Aira functions.
Be My Eyes, 2 of 10.
And Be My Eyes is on here.
Beepers, 3 of 10.
And there are beepers. You can you know, you can attach a beeper to something and you know, call it. I don't have anything like that. I don't have any beepers.
Color indicator, 4 of 10.
There is a color identifier.
Google Lookout, 5 of 10.
Now, Google Lookout is sort of like Seeing AI. It has a number of functions like reading short text, scanning and reading a document, food labels, a money identifier. And there's a feature that, an explore feature that can sort of describe what's in the room around you. And it's getting better all the time. It's an Android app. So you may be able to get Google Lookout on another Android device, should you have one.
GPS points, 6 of 10.
Now, GPS points is sort of, I would just characterize it as a stripped down app that is for navigation. You can set a point and then it can tell you, you can navigate to that point. So it's a very stripped down GPS for, like, if you're going for a walk and you want to find your way back to a certain place, it'll count down how far you have to go to that place.
Light sensor, 7 of 10.
And it has a light sensor that can tell you whether lights are on or off.
Localization, 8 of 10. Magnifying glass. Localization.
Okay,
eight
I'm
of
not
10.
Really sure about what localization does.
Magnifying glass. 9 of 10.
And there's a magnifying glass, which I never use because I'm a total, and there's nothing that could magnify anything to the degree I could use it.
NFC object tagging. 10 of 10.
Okay, and it has an object tagging feature where you can attach tags that you can buy to objects for identification. But it also has a WayAround app. I don't have the WayAround installed at this time, but you can use WayAround tags with this device. So let's back out of there.
Vision aids, 7 of 11.
All right, so that's your vision aids.
Travel, 8 of 11.
Now, the only app I have in here
Lazarillo,
is
one of one.
Lazarillo, which is a GPS app which keeps on improving. It has a ways to go, but it can tell you, it can look around, you can navigate to places. And as I say, it is improving all the time. I'm sort of beta testing it right now.
Travel, 8 of 11. Health and fit, 9 of 11.
Now, health and fit.
Step counter, 1 of 1.
As of now, it has a step counter, which works, you know, if you want to count your steps and you have to calculate, you know, the length of your stride and all of that, but it'll It's like it'll tell you how many steps you've walked, and it's a good one.
Health and Fit, online, 10 of 11.
So then let's move to online.
Amazon Alexa, 1 of 1.
Now, there are a lot of other online apps, but I do have Alexa on here, and I just want to tell you that Alexa does work. You can talk to her. You can do anything on your Alexa on this device, just about, that you can do at home. So anything that I can do on my dots, I can do that. And it's funny, I have the Bard skill for Alexa that I have been, the smart speaker skill. I've been beta testing it. And so I can start a talking book on my device here at home, and I can, it'll synchronize, and I can pick up if I'm reading it on Alexa. And it'll do all the Alexa-type things, play radio stations, answer questions. It's pretty good. So I'm going to
back up. Online, 10 of 11. App catalog, 11 of 11.
And then you have this app catalog.
Browse catalog, 1 of 4.
Which you can browse, and here you can find all the apps that are available.
Installed packages, 2 of 4.
There's all my installed packages.
Update, 3 of 4.
Update.
Catalog settings.
Catalog settings.
Update. Installed packages. Browse catalog. Recommended packages, 1 of 4. Search, 2 of 4.
Search.
Recently added. All packages. All categories, 1 of 12.
So, you know, you have apps in various categories.
Books.
There's
2 of 12. Communication.
Communication.
3 of 12. Games.
Games.
4 of 12. Health and Fit.
Health
5
and
Hobby.
Fit. These
6
are
of 12. Media. 7 of 12. Hobby.
In Hobby, you've got a guitar tuner and a metronome.
Media. 7 of 12. Online. 8 of 12.
Okay.
Shopping. 9 of 12.
Now, in shopping, you have
Amazon Shopping. 1 of 2.
You can shop Amazon.
Card Wallet. 2 of 2.
There's a card wallet.
Shopping. 9
Let
of 12.
See if I've missed anything.
Online.
Here.
8 of
Online,
12.
I'm going to go in there in case there are apps that I don't have that you might be interested in.
Amazon Alexa. Internet browser. Amazon Alexa. Online.
Okay,
eight
I
of
guess
shopping.
Aren't.
Tools. 10 of 12. Travel. 11 of 12. Vision aids.
Okay.
12 of 12.
So you can go and access any apps that they have from here.
All packages.
And you
4
can install
4.
Them.
Browse catalog. App catalog. Applications. 4 of 7.
So that's basically your applications. I'm going to end this demonstration by just showing you all the things that you can customize on the phone. I'm going to be brief about this. You will do your customization by going into settings.
4 settings.
Okay.
5 of 7. Sounds. 1 of 11.
So within sounds, you've got things like ringtones. Let's see.
Profiles. 1 of 7. Volume. 2 of 7.
So you can do volume.
Melodies.
Melodies,
3 of 7.
Which is your ringtones.
Voice output. 4 of 7.
You can change the voice.
Feedback. 5 of 7.
And how your feedback is given to you.
Notification reminder. 6 of 7. Automatic speakerphone. 7 of 7.
So these are the things you can customize within sounds.
Sounds. Keyboard. 2 of 11.
You can customize your keyboard.
Keypad locked. 1 of 6. Reading during deleting characters. 2 of 6.
So you can tell the phone how you want it to behave, how you want it to read when you're deleting characters.
Repeating during writing characters. 3 of 6.
If you want it to repeat words or letters.
Capital letter signaling. 4 of 6.
How it's going to tell you whether you were capitalizing a letter or if it's small.
Reading of characters during writing. 5 of 6.
How to what, you know, that's basically verbosity.
Dictation mode. 6
the dictation.
Of 6. Keyboard.
So these are things
11.
That you can customize.
Display. 3 of 11.
You can customize your display.
Brightness setting.
There's
1
a brightness
of 6.
Setting.
Screen timeout. 2 of 6.
How long it takes for your screen to time out without, you know, with a period of inactivity.
Color scheme, 3 of 6.
And I guess that would be the colors of the fonts of your letters and everything.
Main menu style, 4 of 6.
And how you want your main menu to display.
Text size, 5 of 6.
Text size.
Notification LED light, 6 of 6.
So these are things that I don't use, but I just want to show you.
Display, 3 of 11.
On the display that those are customizable.
Networks. 4 of 11.
You can also set up and customize your networks.
Favorite applications.
And your 5 favorites.
Of 11. Screen reader. 6 of 11.
And how the screen reader in the phone speaks to you.
SD card format. 7 of 11.
That's one you don't want to do unless you want to reformat your SD card. And that just gives me the opportunity to tell you that this phone will take an SD card for additional storage.
Date, time, and time zone. 8 of 11.
You can set your date, time, and time zone.
Language, 9 of 11.
You can have it speak to you in a different default language.
System update, 10 of 11.
And you can update any of the apps.
About phone, 11 of 11.
And here's where you get the information about your phone. Let's do that real quickly. Okay.
Software versions, 1 of 5.
So it can give you yourself software version.
Blind Shell Classic 2. Internal storage, 6,105 megabytes free. SD card, 121,420 megabytes free. Network details, 3 of 5. Service menu, 4 of 5. Factory reset, 5 of 5. About phone, 11 of 11.
So that will give you information that you might need or need to change, or if you're getting technical support, you can go in there. Basically, that's it. I'm not going to do any more as far as demonstrating this phone. There's a lot more I could say, but not a lot of time to say it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop my demonstration at this time, and I would be happy to take any questions, time permitting. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you go out someday and get the opportunity to hear a good shell. You won't have to go to a beach to do it. But I think this particular shell can offer you a lot and bring the world right into your home and into your life. And I think you will like this phone should you decide to get it. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
If anybody has any questions, and I want to leave a little bit of time at the very end for special announcements that I want to make that are nobody knows, but I've been given permission to make. Well, I'm not going to say nobody knows. But at this point, does anybody have any questions about anything about the shell at this point?
Jonna's hand is up.
Really? I don't see it. Oh, but we do have somebody. Hold on. We have a 412 and 385.
Hi, Sue. It's Joyce Driven.
Okay.
Carla.
Yes.
I have a question.
Okay.
For some of us who wear hearing aids, the voice I was hearing could be hard to really hear. When you have any control over voices, can you make some lower or have a male sound rather than female?
Yes.
Okay.
You can, and the best thing you could do is, you know, try the voices mm-hmm. and see if one mm-hmm. suits you. And it also has volume. You know, the volume can be turned up. I didn't want to blast everybody.
Right.
Over
right.
modulate. So you can turn the volume up too.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So, Carla, I have two questions about the Blind Shell. The first one is when you were going through the games and the catalog where you can search for games, do you find that you can access most of the games? Like, say, for example, Dice World, because that happens to be one of my favorite games. Do you know if that's available?
You know, I never looked for it. I don't know if there's a dice roller. I know there's a dice roller in there, and there are a couple of sort of character games. I never looked for it, so I really don't know.
Okay.
So.
And then my second question is, when you were demonstrating or talking about Aira Explorer, you said you can do most of the functions. What can't you do?
I think now Aira is sort of a multi-platform device. So let's say you have something that you've gotten to your computer. You know what I mean? And you want to share the file from your computer. And needless to say, you're not going to use your shell to do that. You're just going to directly share it from the computer. So there are things that you'll want to do with other devices.
That said, if you have your phone with you, you can do anything that you can do that's on that phone with IRA. You know, you can call an IRA agent. The IRA agent can help you and all of that. But there are times when you don't want to do something with the shell. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
That's what I meant. I probably put that a little wrong.
Oh, no, that's fine. I just wanted to clarify. And then I do have a question about the Be My Eyes app real quickly.
Okay.
Have you used the Be My AI feature of the Be My Eyes app on the Blind Shell phone?
Okay, right now it's not available for Android, but it's my understanding it's being tested. So when it does become available for Android, it's going to become available for Blind Shell.
Okay. All right. And sorry, last question, I swear. Can you dictate a text message?
Yes, you can. If you hold the action button on the right edge, you'll hear ding, and you know, and then you can dictate a message into the phone. You can dictate text into your notes. You can dictate most of the contact information. There might be some that you have to enter, but you can dictate.
All right. Thank you.
Quite welcome.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Well, that last question from Jono was a segue for me. I'm thinking about texting with this phone, and I know how to do it. Like, for example, my name would be 222-2-8-4-4-9-9-9.
Okay.
So here we go. Can you pair a Bluetooth keyboard to this phone?
Yes, in fact, you can. that was one of the things I was going to tell you. Now it works in 90% of the time with Hable.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's a nifty keyboard because it's a 8-button keyboard that you can actually braille text into.
Yes, that's
so it does
really
have
cool.
It does have, you know, it's the Bluetooth capability. So there are keyboards, and the Hable was one that's being used with it for sure.
Well, that's $200. I mean, you can get another Bluetooth keyboard in like Best Buy for $50.
Yeah, I was just giving you.
Okay.
I bet it's not Braille, but I was just giving you.
No,
for
it
instance.
Is not. No one has all the keys like ASDF, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay, then I will do my wrap up with some late breaking exciting news that I'm just so happy that I got permission to share this news with you. You'll never guess what's going to come to Blind Shell very soon, maybe within a month, I don't know. But the late breaking news, number one, in the near future, there will be an app release for Envision Smart Glasses. That is going to be great. It really is. If that comes to the shell, just think of all the things you can do. And it's being tested now. And another app that is coming in the near future is Script Talk. I'm sure you're familiar with, you know, the prescription reading. Sometimes, you know, you can do that with the iPhone and you can do it with the prescription reader. Well, now Script Talk is going to be coming to the shell. And I've already talked to you about how much the Hable will work with it. It works in 90% of the instances. There's always something. But one thing I want to say, you may not be able to download all the apps in the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. However, you have the peace of knowing that there are a lot of apps, and the ones that you do download are going to work. You're not going to have all these workarounds and having to think about, oh, is this going to work? They're curated and they will work. And there are new apps coming all the time, as I have demonstrated, as I've told you, with these two ones that are coming. And we didn't have Zoom probably a year ago. Bard is relatively new. Way Around Tags. Xero is very new. Okay, so there are always, the Shell platform is made to grow. It's made to expand. And what I want to do in the close here is to give you some information about how to find out more about the Shell. First of all, as I said, in clear disclosure, I will tell you I do rep it. So anybody wants to, they can contact me. My name is Carla with a C, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. And you may phone me at 724-941-8184. I also want to highlight a couple of podcasts. There is a podcast that is entitled Blind Shell Classic 2 101 and Beyond, and it's every Monday at 1 p.m. on the ACB community platform. And if you're working at that time, you can go to Blind Shell USA and you can access the podcast, or you can go to the podcast player on the shell if you have one and access it that way. So it will come to your favorite podcast player. And to give you an idea of how great I think this show is, I schedule my Monday afternoons, and I teach online classes. I keep that slot open so that I can be there. And Diane Ducharme always teases me about playing hooky. I'm not exactly playing hooky. So there's that call. And then there's another one called Talking Points, and it's every other Thursday at 1 p.m. I can't get to that one because I am teaching school, but you can register for that one on the Blind Shell USA website. So if you want to know all things Blind Shell, you can go to blindshellusa.com, and you can also call them at toll-free 833-972-2020. I'll repeat that, 833-972-2020. And Diane Ducharme, who is hosting that Blind Shell 101, she has said that if you have any questions, you can also email her, and that's Diane, D-I-A-N-E, at blindshellusa.com. So those are some of the contact. And I already told you about the blindshellmobile.com for any information about their mobile plan. So at this point, does anybody have any other questions about this wonderful phone?
This is Chris Hunsinger. I know you said that you could use a Bluetooth keyboard, and implied, it sounded like you were implying that only Braille ones would work, but do you mean?
No, I just gave that as an example.
Oh, okay.
To tell you the truth, I haven't experimented with that feature of it. You know, I'm sure that if you're really unsure about it, you could call the Blind Shell USA number. There may be a list of them. I didn't see a list on their website, but you could certainly call and ask them. And any information that I give you tonight might be in a, let's say, in a state of flux, because as you can see, things are being added all the time. So what I might say doesn't work tonight might work tomorrow. So
other shopping like Instacart, et cetera, may not be there yet. Hopefully it would be there in the future. What about banking applications?
I don't believe we have it, but I will say, if you go to the internet, you can use the web browser, and there are people that use the web browser to do their banking online. You know what I mean? With the shell. So you can do it that way. And, so I guess that's the best answer I can give you. I'm not one for doing banking online myself. That's just me. I do want to take this opportunity to thank Doug. You know, he works so hard, and he really helped me to get this thing, recorded. He recorded the resolutions, and I just want to thank him, and I want to thank the media team. I bet you Rick's involved with things on the ACB media. I just want to thank all the behind the scenes people. I don't think they get thanked enough, and I want to sing their glory, but you'll be grateful to know I'm not going to sing, but I just want to thank you all. So if you have any questions, just let me know. And I want to thank you for this opportunity, and I want you to go out and hear some good shells. Okay. And this is a good one.
Okay. Thank you, Carla.
Quite welcome.